This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
The vaccines, I mean, we've certainly seen incredible. We spoke to Vic Aladef earlier this morning, telling us that the city of Sydney has had 90% of people have been vaccinated. A very, very different picture amongst lower income countries, especially in Africa. Aviv Gabay, CEO of Vivin Procurement and a member of Eswatini team overseeing the logistics of a vaccine rollout. Good morning. How are ya?
Good morning, Aras. Nice Tuesday. I am great. How are you?
I am well, thank you. We know that the vaccine rollout in African countries, in lower income countries, is particularly poor, to use that expression. There's lots of logistical issues. There's procurement issues. It goes on and on. Tell me your involvement. You're particularly involved in Eswatini, where things are looking a little bit different. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, there are so many issues in around the vaccination rollout, especially on the logistics part, on the supply chains part. But for me, the main thing that I have discovered here in the African continent is the really key area of communication and the ability of us to communicate with the public and the population.
Right.
You know, in developing countries, we put a lot of effort on the social and the TV media. And right. It really has the ability to reach all the population in a really fast time. And here in Africa continent, there are a lot of differences between the rural and the urban area, which means that we do have to find a different solution and a new solution for the rural area to actually put our ability on the ground and to communicate with the leaders on the ground, which means that we cannot really rely on all the other instruments that we do have in other countries. So we do put a lot of effort in communication because, as you know, this is the really information access for the population to acknowledge and to learn about the safety and about advantages of the vaccines.
Mm. So you're involved with Eswatini particularly. How did that country become the focus for yourselves?
Well, for myself, I've been working on the Israeli vaccination rollout through its beginning. And as you know, Israel was one of the first countries in the world to actually start and do these rollouts, especially with the Pfizer vaccines, which were very complicated to handle logistically. So I've been working and doing that for almost 6 months. And then I decided that I want to share my knowledge and to share the things that we have learned in Israel. In Eswatini, in the African continent, for me it was a great opportunity. So when Israel came and they offered this collaboration, which is a great collaboration with the Ministry of Health of Eswatini, it was a great opportunity to give from our knowledge and to actually get a successful rollout in African countries.
So tell us how it's going in Swaziland, in Eswatini.
Well, it has been going well. In the beginning, we have been starting to vaccinate with Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and we hit great numbers. And then I think in the last several weeks, we started also to vaccinate with Pfizer vaccines, which is very unusual thing for African countries.
Yeah, because
and
of
actually
the,
we've built,
the
commitment. Building.
Mm. I mean, the requirements in terms of cold storage, I imagine.
Yeah. You know, vaccine storing in minus 80 degrees, it's not something that is very usual. Especially before a COVID-19 era, it's something that you have to prepare and to actually bring on a new infrastructure, which hasn't been available before. So in terms of storage and distribution strategies, it's something that you have to create from scratch. But the Pfizer vaccine has a lot of advantages, especially with its eligibility for the adolescent age. Also, several weeks ago, the FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine also for 5 to 12 years old, which gives you a lot of population to add on to the eligibility of the vaccine rollout, which is a great advantage when you do vaccination rollout. You have more people to vaccinate and you have more population.
How difficult is Swaziland, Eswatini, in terms of that? I know in South Africa, for example, we've got SAPRA who governs what, you know, even if the FDA approves, it has to go through a process here. I would imagine that there isn't that level of sophistication there. Who guides these decisions?
Actually, we work collaboratively with a lot of organizations, especially the WHO and UNICEF, which gives us a lot of medical advices and actually guide us in this vaccination rollout, jointly with a senior management team of the Ministry of Health of Eswatini. But we did get a lot of knowledge otherwise. We actually had the training of the Eswatini staff with South African staff, DSV company, which is the currently one of the vaccination handling for the South African government. So we had a lot of training with them. To actually learn from them how they do that in South Africa and to actually get a lot of knowledge from exterior partners. So we seek everything for knowledge and to actually know how to do everything well. But we have, fortunately, a lot of partners, close partners that we have the ability to work with.
Do you have a sense of the numbers in terms of how what level or what percentage of the population has been vaccinated?
Well, actually, just reached 20% of the eligible population vaccinating. And we have been creating different strategies, especially through the communication area, to get the demand much higher to actually spread the safety of the vaccines. And we have been initiating a mass vaccination campaign also in those upcoming weeks to actually get to more people and to outreach for the rural areas through some sophisticated tools that we have been developing. So our goal is to actually reach the 50 or 40% coverage through the end of the year. And especially since we also start Pfizer, I think we can do it in a great manner. But I think we have a good numbers. We have a good numbers for speaking with the other countries on the region and the continent. And I think we have a lot of confidence through our executions.
Absolutely incredible. Just keep up the amazing work. It's really just phenomenal to hear how organizations, how individuals really just step up and do the work that they need to do. That's Aviv Gabay, CEO of Vivian Procurement, a member of the Eswatini team overseeing the logistics of the vaccine rollout.